This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We'll find out what happens February 15th, so enjoy the day of love on the 14th, but what goes down when we hit the 15th? But that's next week. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope everything is great in your world as we traverse through February. If you live in the Midwest, it's kind of that roller coaster of, is it going to snow? Can I get out the door? Will we have an ice storm? But you know what? Complaining about the weather, that is our national pastime, no matter where you live. If you live in the South, at times you're too hot. If you live in a city that has high humidity, you're trapped within the buildings and between the buildings when you're walking. In New York, they complain about that. Washington, D.C. is foggy bottom. So could we talk about what's happening in the world? Well, guess what? There are the Democrats with the Green Initiative saying, we're doing this Green Initiative thing because there are reasons why we're complaining about the weather because of what has happened. So the tug of war that is about climate change or no climate change, the Democrats have put forward a package on green. And will it go anywhere? In Congress, certainly, it could ride the rails. But what happens once you get up against the Senate? And then, of course, what is in the package? And that would have to go to the president's desk ultimately. The Supreme Court didn't balk at all. In fact, they halted the Louisiana anti-abortion law, and John Roberts was somebody who jumped over to the other side, and it was a 5-4 decision temporarily blocking those restrictions in that state. The court's new conservative majority looks like they'll uphold more limits on abortion in the future, but the Louisiana law's similarity to the one the justices stopped in Texas less than 3 years ago sealed that fate for that particular one at this point. The court still could uphold the law after more review, giving the president something to show for his 2016 pledge to appoint pro-life justices. So it was Chief Justice John Roberts who joined the four liberals in blocking the law. Four conservatives objected. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the new associate, wrote a dissent on his own behalf. He said the law should be implemented now so that both sides can find out how many abortion clinics and providers survive the new restrictions. Just so you get the full thrust of what it's about, the law requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Now, that was one of two requirements of the Texas law that the Supreme Court struck down as burdensome in a 5-3 ruling when Justice Anthony Kennedy held the deciding vote. So that's a big story. It's a very, very big story. The justices are still considering whether to hear another abortion case challenging an Indiana law that bans abortions sought because of race, sex, or disability. Another part of that law requires fetal remains to be buried or cremated. It was signed by Governor Mike Pence before he was elected to be the VP before that election. So, you know, this is something that we knew was a possibility, and now, of course, that's being talked about. Big news as far as history being made. Former U.S. Congressman John Dingell, dead at the age of 92. I like to say into your 90s, that is a life well lived. He did have prostate cancer. He died from complications of it. But he was one of the U.S. House's most powerful chairmen in his day. He served nearly 60 years in the House. He's the longest serving member in Congress history. He stepped down in 2015. His wife confirmed his death at about 9:30, and she said, "He was my love. He was talking to us, and we were laughing just before he died." Life well lived that you pass off into what's next that way. So his death followed lots of hospitalizations for a whole bunch of different health problems you can imagine, and ultimately they're saying he went into hospice with prostate cancer. That was it. And then the demand for the president's tax returns. Remember that? Because everybody else has released tax returns, and then that was brought up by the Democrats. So House Democrats are going to hold their first hearing on the presidential tax returns. And sure enough, that did happen. After the hearing, they took a look at the proposals, and they've been trying to get their hands on the president's tax returns since he flouted tradition and refused to release them during his campaign. Before the 2018 election, now House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that she was requesting the returns. It's one of the first things she's going to do. It's one of the easiest things in the world. That's nothing. Saying that was nothing to do that. But here's the scoop. Does it really go anywhere? You know, I mean, the answer to that is, who knows? Because I think between lawyers and laws and everything in between, that still gets probably stopped up. What would those returns look like? I mean, it's going to be endless reams of paper. It's not going to be just some little neatly put together, you know, PDF. No, it's not going to be that. I don't think so. No. And then there's this big story about a guy named Whitaker. Yep, that would be the acting Attorney General, Matthew Whitaker. He's going to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Friday. It's been confirmed at 9:30 in the morning that's going to happen. As we roll off into the weekend, this will be a big story. He agreed to testify publicly before the committee last month, but his appearance was called into question after the Democratic-led panel voted to authorize a subpoena to ensure his appearance in case he declined to show up or answer certain questions by throwing up that wall, a different one, citing executive privilege. But you know, he said he had to be, it was that whole being compelled thing. So isn't that interesting? There was so much push to find out what was going to happen and what was going to be said, and would anything come out of it? And, you know, sure enough, if we look at what's emanating out of Washington, I think what really ends up being the biggest story is the Louisiana abortion law, the Supreme Court making their ruling, and where does that go now? And of course, looming in the background is Roe v. Wade. I suppose at some point there's thought that there could be something with all of these challenges that's in the offing there for a decision. Stay with us. It's about the numbers, and we're talking about them next. You're not going to believe it. The TSA finds daily in carry-on bags. That's part of it, and it's coming up next.
Number one international best-selling author Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
TSA screeners, what have they found? Well, some interesting stats were released today. How about this? TSA screeners at Atlanta's airport, I'm going there in a few days, one of the world's busiest, kept finding guns in carry-on bags. I don't have one in a carry-on bag. There were 32 in 31 days. The total was the most of any month at any of the 440 federalized airports in the U.S. But how about this? 4,239 guns discovered, 3,656 were loaded. Those figures are both records. And for the number of firearms discoveries, it was the 10th straight year with a new high water mark. So it keeps going up. People have it in their bag, and then they don't probably realize it, I'm assuming, and say, whoops. carry-on procedure. You know, it's interesting because I've been traveling so much, as you know. You've heard me on the road. When I go through TSA screenings, oh, it's like have it memorized almost. And all the liquid you have to remove. But it varies from place to place as to how picky they are, in a sense. And then some places aren't quite as picky. By the way, when a firearm is discovered by a TSA officer at a checkpoint is reported to law enforcement, firearm possession laws vary, of course, by location, but TSA could impose civil penalties, if ready for this, cha-ching, up to $13,333 per incident. Yeah. So you could be paying some big bucks for that perhaps mistake where you don't realize that you're bringing it on. Or maybe you think you can bring it on. I don't know. It's probably a little bit of, I'm thinking it's maybe a little bit of both. Some people not realizing it and some not. All right, how about this? A Florida high school student dropped her fight to validate her SAT score. This is a big story. She was pursuing this. Kamala Campbell, who went to is in Miami Gardens High School as a senior, she was considering another retake instead of the SAT. That's what her attorney said, because the attention generated by the case has been stressful and traumatizing and whatnot. Ben Crump said that it's just really taken a toll. So rather than keep going down this road, instead, it may be a case of doing it again. So Campbell and attorney Ben Crump had a news conference in January saying they believe test administrators were holding up one of her scores, a 1230, because it was too high for an improvement from her initial effort, 900, and they were concerned that the delay would keep her from applying to colleges and scholarships in a timely way, because if you don't do that, then you're going to miss out. I mean, listen, this whole college, in going to college, those SATs are so huge, along with everything else that you do. It's sort of like a resume package, but you've got to have certain numbers to get into some of the schools that you want to get into, because if you don't have them, then you can't get there. So, you know, her mom got her a tutor. She took online classes. She got a copy of the Princeton Review prep book. And you know, this was the thing. This was the argument. She had a combined 1230 from the reading, writing, and language, math, and essay sections on her second effort. A score of 1600, of course, is perfect. And then they decided to abandon this and not... It doesn't make any sense. Let's go in a different direction. So those are some pretty interesting numbers, needless to say. How about Apple rolling out a fix for their FaceTime eavesdropping bug? That is brutal. It's brutal because if all of a sudden that pops up, then you're stuck. So the software updates on iPhones, because it drives me crazy. They always have updates on iPhones. 9 days after videos of the bug went in action went viral on social media, the updates, the iOS 12.1.4 and the Mac OS Mojave 10.14.3, of course, came out. Because what was happening is a person could exploit the glitch to hear live audio on another person's phone, even though the recipient didn't accept the FaceTime call. In some cases, the bug could also show live video of the other person if they pressed a volume button to dismiss the call. Oh, that is so brutal, isn't it? I'm sure that it was nasty for some people. A high school freshman discovered it on January 19th while trying to start a FaceTime group chat with his friends. His mother tried to warn him that, you know, about the issue, and they tried to warn Apple. They emailed, tweeted, called, even faxed the company. Apple didn't publicly address the problem until it was shared online by other iPhone users. Remember? Oops, I guess we could. They were trying to help us. We're too busy. We can't ever answer them. You can never get anyone technically on the phone. You have to go to, what do they call it, the Genius Bar. Go to the Genius Bar. Your phone doesn't work? Go to the Genius Bar. In one way, technology is amazing. In another way, it is incredibly frustrating. Remember when you could just go out and people weren't living on their computer / phones? And so if somebody was trying to get a hold of you, well, you had an answering machine. You came home, you hit the answering machine, that was it. They weren't finding out what you were doing, what was going on. Oh, if you stayed a little later. Oh, you went to a happy hour. Oh, you took a different route. Oh, you went to a movie. Oh, you did whatever you did. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be something nefarious, by the way, or misleading to anyone. This is how we lived. We lived where you didn't have this crazy connection in your pocket every second of your life, right? And if you don't think you're addicted to it, or if you want to stop the addiction, put it away for a while and see how you do. Just put it away. Put it in a desk. I challenge everyone to this. Put it in your desk or put it in a box or put it in a drawer somewhere where you can't get to it for like half a day. And trust me, you kids, grandkids, workers, friends, I don't care if you're retired, whatever it is. People will be trying to get a hold of you for 6 hours disconnected. Are you kidding? Unless you tell someone ahead of time you're going to be in Hawaii or Europe or in the middle of the woods somewhere and you're deer hunting and they can't find you. It's not happening. It's not. So there's your number there. See if you can do it. Just half a day. Half a day. I'm telling you, it's impossible. All right, so numbers. This number is pretty interesting, and this number is calling for on the health side for the FDA reports of these cases of are linked to breast implants. And I'll tell you what, that is pretty scary if you think of what women go through who do that. And you've got at least 457 women in the U.S. that have been diagnosed with large cell lymphoma. That's what the FDA is saying. Of those, 9 have died as a result of the rare cancer, because it's rare, and it can be found around the implant. So women with breast implants have an increased risk for developing this large cell lymphoma compared to those who don't have it. So the FDA issued a letter warning people in the medical field, hey, so you know, here's what we know of this association between implants and large cell lymphoma. Boy, that would give you something to think about, that's for sure. All right, coming up next, we got a couple of really great people that I'm going to introduce you to that you're going to love, including this one man, Norman Beaupre, who I spent some time with, talking about this painter who I was totally unaware of, and it'll blow your mind. I'm serious. If you're into art, stay with us.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump sounding upbeat about the bipartisan border security talks aimed at preventing another partial government shutdown.
We'll see what happens, but I certainly hear that they're working on something and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens. We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option.
A huge cloud looms over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface standing with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. And the attorney general, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Norman Beaupre. He has written this book that has just pulled me in. In fact, right before we jumped on the air, I was starting to really get into the heart of the book. It's called The Man with the Easel of Horn, and it's the life and works of Emile Friant. And if you don't know who he is, let me just tell you, an amazing, amazing painter. And this is kind of a companion piece, as it's being called, to another work of Dr. Beaupre's, which was on Van Gogh. And now I'm so excited to go back to that, having been to a huge Van Gogh exhibit. So, Dr. Beaupre, we are so excited to, like I said, to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my great pleasure.
So let's talk about what made you focus on, in a broader sense for everybody listening so they can understand, on Emile Friant. What made you focus on him?
Well, primarily because I saw a French-Canadian movie directed by Philippe Claudel entitled I Have Loved You So Long. In there, I get to see the painting called La Douleur and the Sorrow. And it's kind of a grim painting, but the expression on the face of the grieving mother is filled me with emotion. And I said, I have to proceed and check into that, and then started my research on Emile Friant.
Yeah, so you start the research on Emile Friant, and as you're doing that, I can imagine some of what you uncovered. That's kind of the joy of researching. As you know, I don't have to tell you that. What was the biggest surprise you discovered?
Oh, many things. Although I knew several factors about this because I had been teaching for 30 years and taught painting and French Impressionism and realism, but about the historical factors dealing with the annexation of Alsace-Lorraine and, of course, the World's Fair in 1889, and learn more about the Paris Salon during that particular time.
Yeah, and what was the Paris Salon like for people who don't know much about that?
Well, they were the exhibit areas, and you had to be invited to exhibit your work. And if you did not exhibit your paintings, you could not sell. And that's what happened to most Impressionists, because they were not invited and they were refused. So eventually there was a salon created called the Salon des Refusés. That's what it was all about.
Yeah. Yeah, so that they could find themselves. I mean, there had to be, you know, this is kind of a curious thing, and I was thinking this as I was reading it. When you're a painter, there has to be some, I guess part of you, bravado maybe lives in you, and part of you may be a bit insecure because of the reason that you just said. What do you think he was like? What kind of person do you think Emile Friant was like?
Well, he was an artist at first. He painted his first picture at the age of 15. Then he was sent to Paris to study at the Atelier, which was a workshop. But he was disenchanted with that because it was academic painting. And so he came back home to Alsace-Lorraine and developed his own skills as a painter.
Yeah,
but eventually he had to return to Paris to the Salon because he wanted to be recognized and sell his paintings.
Yeah, and did he get the recognition that that he was really seeking in his lifetime?
Yes, he received several medals, and at the end, towards the end of his life, he got the Legion of Honor from the French president.
Which, of course, is the highest honor. And what did you read about and talk about in your book about him receiving that honor?
Well, it's towards the end of his life, and he's married by then, and his wife talks about this, how satisfied and pleased he was because he was the highest honor received.
And of course, like you said, I mean, what an honor that is. One of the parts of the book, I'm going to read this for a second for everybody listening, and it's the chapter called New Horizons, and you say the train ride to Paris was a long one for Emile. He kept thinking about the last few weeks and the joy and pain he felt over one episode in his life in Capri. Why would such an experience cause him to be sad in his heart while enjoying the passion he had realized at the very point he needed to express his love? Was it love, though? Was it lust? So you really talk about the man and his life, don't you?
Yes, Angelo Scaglietti, who was a sensuous individual and tried to teach him sensuousness because he felt that Emile did not have the vibrations for that. But he was not seduced, and eventually he just left because he still kept him in his heart, especially when Angelo dies and his father recognizes that.
Yeah, well, here's what I love about, for everybody listening about the book, you should pick it up on Amazon, The Man with the Easel of Horn, The Life and Works of Emile Friant. What is so interesting about the book is you're right, I mean, of course, your writing is so compelling. You pull us right into his story, and you're telling us his story. Was that your idea to not It's not an overly academic piece, although it is incredibly factual, and you did all that research. You want us to get lost in his story, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a very enriching experience, I felt, as I was reading about him. And during the novel, I kind of wove certain episodes in there, but it was through what we call verisimilitude. It was the truth. It probably did not actually happen, but I made it happen throughout the story.
And throughout the story, too, in your novel, you use a lot of different sort of elements of his, certainly of his paintings, his life, what it was like for the Parisians then in this artisan sort of culture. And, you know, you look at a couple of different things, including the fact that what was going on during the life and times of Emile Friant, what was happening in the world?
Yeah, a lot of things are happening. He goes through the annexation part and then eventually to World War One, and then to the World's Fair in 1889, and the artistic culture that was Paris and all its salons and all the painters that were there. I personally introduced John Singer Sargent because I felt that most probably he would have met him in Paris. And I greatly appreciate the work of John Singer Sargent.
What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope that they develop a love, if not a passion, for fine art. I think too many people get away from that. I once told a colleague of mine that I thought that many college students did not read a single novel while they were in college and probably had no exposure to fine arts. So I'm hoping this will help my cause, so to speak.
Yeah, it's interesting. I told you this off the air that I had just visited the Art Institute in Chicago, and there is something about it's. I feel this way, and I got that sense from your writing. There's something about going back in time. And do you feel that when you appreciate fine art and when you look at the life and times of some of these artists, that there is sort of a calming sense and a piece. And also a piece of history is there. Do you feel that?
Right. Yes, yes. That's all part of one's heritage, I feel. And it's through education. To me, education is part of forming the entire person. And I used to tell young students, a job is fine, but when you entertain people, you need to step out of your job and talk about culture and reading and fine arts and all these nice things.
Yeah. Do you think, I thought of something interesting, do you think if you had met Emile Friant that you would like him?
Yes.
Yes, because there would be a lot to talk about, because he was a well-rounded person, wasn't he?
Yes. He was a handsome man. He was a well-rounded person. He was not a violent person. He was a creative person. And he dared to explore. At the very beginning, he's a daydreamer. And his mother says, you crash into your books and come up alive and do something. But that's what he is. He's a seeker. He's an adventurer. And he's a creative artist.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I learned.
He's a seeker. He's an adventurer and a creative artist. Boy, that really, really sums it up. Did you find any hidden secrets, like a piece of artwork he had done that you didn't know about?
Not that I know of, no.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Because, you know, there's always sort of that, what we call the Easter egg, and you never know. We might not be done with him. There might be something that pops out.
No, that's true.
For sure. Well, I hope people get lost in this book because I think it's really tremendous. And the point is, again, appreciating it. The Man with the Easel of Horn, The Life and Works of Emile Friant. Dr. Beaupre, thank you so much. Pick it up on Amazon. We appreciate it.
My great pleasure talking to you.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
I think a lot of people can relate to our next guest. She's in our virtual green room. Cassandra Wade has written an important book. It's called The Healing Process, and it's a place that I even found myself in, and you know that I've talked about the death of my mother and how tough that was because she was my best friend and my biggest advocate. And Cassandra, you have really delved into this because when your mother was sick, it had to be just gut-wrenching, wasn't it?
It was.
And when she first was diagnosed, was there sort of a feeling of disbelief, and do you talk about that in the healing process?
Yes, it was disbelief, but we still had faith in God that she will be healed.
And so when that didn't happen, what did that do to your life, and what did that do to your relationship with God who you believe in?
Well, you know, after I prayed and prayed and she passed anyway, it's like I just turned my back on God, and because I couldn't believe that, I mean, you know, she had passed. And so I was heartbroken.
And at being heartbroken, where did you find yourself? Did you find yourself being disillusioned? Was it tough to connect? Because you certainly had your own family and world around you.
Yes, I had went down this dark path, and I talked about it in my book. I went to this relationship, in a bad relationship. I just went down a dark path in my life that I just didn't see no way out.
Yeah, and you, and as you said in your book, again, the book is called The Healing Process. You can get it on Amazon.com. And what I like about it is it's so very real, and it is about the healing process, and it is about being brave. And what do you do when you're facing the unknown, and how tough is it when you have siblings and children and other family members who are counting on you, and you have a hard time standing up to this? What,
yes.
And it puts you in jeopardy, and that's what you talk about in your book, right?
Yes, I did.
And you talk about the guilt that you, you know, that you have to live with. And why did you have guilt? What was it about the guilt? What caused that?
Because, you know, basically I prayed every morning, like, God, can you heal my mother from this sickness? And it was just like a every morning thing, prayer. And then all I knew that, next thing I knew that she was gone. And it was like the guilt came in that I guess when I prayed and prayed and I still was overruled. I was overruled. It was like, God, why? I had to question my own faith.
Yeah, and you know that a lot of people question their faith when they go through that, when they lose somebody that's close to them. And, you know, I think some of us look for signs. Did you find that there were signs along the way eventually that lifted your mood and your spirits that, you know what, she's okay, she's in a better place?
Yes, I did, because I remember before she had died, she passed on a Saturday. That Wednesday, she got herself right with God. If I look back on it, she got herself right with God. She asked God for forgiveness, forgive her for this, and forgive her for this. She was, with me looking back, she was getting herself ready then. So I know with her getting herself ready, she asked God for forgiveness, I know she's in a better place.
Yeah, that's a great sentiment for everybody listening. You feel, you know, she's in a better place. And the book is called The Healing Process. And in going through the process, how tough was it to write the book?
It was so tough, Kate. It took me about 6.5 years, because when I got on the part of her death, I just couldn't get past it. And so I just prayed my way through it, and God gave me that strength that I needed to finish my book.
Oh, and so then when 6 years, so you get past that tough part, and then you do that, and then you finally have the book. What was that feeling like when you were done, when you had written the last word and it was getting proofread? What was that feeling like?
It felt good. It felt like it felt real good. It felt like that. Okay, I did this. Now I could show someone else. You know, it's okay to, when you're going through, it's okay. You know, just write your feelings down. That's what I started out doing, writing my feelings down, and it became a book.
Oh, I love that. So you were journaling, you were writing down what you were feeling, and then, you know. And then you knew you had to share this with the world. And then ultimately, and you said it a little bit there, what do you hope people take away from reading The Healing Process?
It's a lot of things I hope they take away. One thing is what I have in my book, I have a tree, and it's go down from your family history. Get a checkup. Get checks up. Live with no regret. Love every day like it's your last day. I always ask God for forgiveness. Just because he gave my mama time for forgiveness, some of us, we don't have time to ask God for forgiveness. Always trust and believe in God, because one thing I know, if I don't know nothing else, he saw me through this.
Yeah, I love that. And you said, look at the tree and get a checkup. And so what do you mean by get a checkup? You know, check on how your health is, right?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. Check on your health, and because we never heard of colon cancer in my family. We heard of it, but it never was been in my family history until my mama had it. So that's why I mainly tell everyone, you know, make a tree of your what we already know about diabetes, high blood pressure that run. Check other things that goes on in the family line.
Yeah, and I think that's so important, because, Cassandra, you and I share that. My mother died of colon cancer, too, and that was never anything in our family.
Never.
There were other things like breast cancer and whatnot, and so people were checked for that, but nobody ever thought of colon cancer.
Colon cancer, that's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and we share that same thing. I think it's so important. This is such a good message from the book, The Healing Process, and we're talking to Cassandra Wade, who found herself in the middle of a situation none of us want to be in, where your mother is diagnosed with a life-threatening disease. It's horrible news. You're in disbelief. You're all of a sudden thrown into this turmoil. I found this, and I'm sure you found this too. In the beginning of what happens is because you have that disbelief like we talked about, and then you're all of a sudden in this chaotic world because you have to help your mother too to figure out a way through the medical process, and that's tough, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Because you don't know what to do, because what are the options, the surgery, et cetera. So I think this point that you've hit on, I hope people really pay attention to this. And when they read your book, they focus also on this, that whole idea of the tree. Because, Cassandra, I really, honestly, I guarantee that most of the people listening to us have no clue about that, about what's happened in their background, and maybe there's something in the family line where people were sick with something, and they have no clue to get checked for that. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea to, you know, to do this, to make a family history, because we, like I said before, we already know about high blood pressure, we already know about breast cancer, but what about other stuff that we don't know about? And for me, myself, and I mentioned this in the book, that every 5 years I go get checked for colon cancer because my mama had it. Not saying that I'm looking for it, but it's always to be careful.
Right, because the whole thing with colon cancer is if they catch it, there's a great chance, especially early, that you're totally fine, there's a polyp or something, and they can absolutely take care of it. Now you obviously, and you can tell this in your voice, that you have found joy, and you said that this is another thing that people do, is we don't know what our last day is, so it's not trite to say this, but really it is cherishing every day, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Cherish every day like it's your last.
Yeah, and did she teach you that too? Going through this process?
Yes, she taught me. She taught me that, you know, she was like, you have to love every day, regardless of what people do to you. Just love, regardless. And so I found myself doing that, regardless of what people do to me. I found myself just loving, and you know, just living my life.
Yeah. When you, because first you turn your back on God, and then you obviously have embraced that, and after going through that roller coaster. So now that also has to feel good with your spiritual life, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And did you have people around you trying to help you and pull you out of this?
Well, yes, I had different people around me tried, but, you know, I was like, you know, they call and ask how I'm doing. I would say, yeah, I'm fine. But in the midst of it, I was just still dealing with that pain. The pain just seemed like it wouldn't lift for nothing in the world. But I had friends, and my best friend told me, she was like, you're crying now, but you're going to have to wipe your tears so you can help someone else. And the process that you already went through. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And that's it, the healing process, so that you can help other people. All right, Cassandra Wade, the name of the book is The Healing Process. Pick it up on Amazon. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks to everyone for listening to this show.
Thanks, Kate.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.